Hi, Internet.
Hi, Internet.
Hello, Internets. It's been a while.
Well, not to them.
I don't know, maybe at some point in the future Matt decides he hates me and he's not posting any games with me in them for a while.
Well, just don't piss him off.
Well, I'll try not to.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Though honestly, as far as times that this can be po like opportunities for this to be posted, this is another one of those comic book style stories that can just happen anytime.
Anytime.
You can listen to it, like, so long as you're familiar with the character of Ghost and you're familiar with the character of Opera, you can just listen to it at any time.
Nate, which comic book writer do you think you're most like?
I'm gonna say Grant Morrison.
Okay.
The reason I'm going to say Grant Morrison is one of the things that he does a lot when he writes when he writes a run is he will have separate stories that all build to a meta climax.
Okay.
Not to any listener that has not read Grant Morrison's run of Batman, I'm sorry, I'm about to spoil it. Skip ahead like a minute in the video or the
Maybe
audio.
Maybe at least five, you know.
yeah, let's be honest, it's
That's
Nate.
true. Yeah.
Nate's way of thinking about time is different from you and I.
That's true. Grant Morrison created the character of Damian Wayne to be the new Robin. When Dick Grayson became Batman and Bruce Wayne was just out of the picture for a long time. And this Batman Robin duo was big, was the key centerpiece of his run of Batman for the entire time he was writing Batman. And then when he stopped writing Batman, he killed Damian Wayne. All of their adventures were just individual things. They were individual adventures, some of them had character development, etc., etc. But
Didn't he only write for like a year?
yeah.
I seem to remember his run being very short.
It was, yeah. But either way, it began when he created Damian Wayne, and it ended when he killed Damian Wayne. He does that sort of thing a lot.
Honestly, if any self-respecting nerd or comic book reader doesn't know that Damian Wayne dies,
I guess that's true, yeah.
what are you doing listening to this podcast?
I guess that's true, yeah.
Go out and be a dentist.
But yeah,
It's not the time to be a
he had
dentist,
a
though.
meta narrative in mind the whole time while also telling individual small stories. That's something that I do a lot. I'm not
Cool.
as awesome as Grant Morrison is, but
No, I mean, that wasn't the purpose of the question, really. The purpose of the question was, well, if we imagine prominence to be like a comic book, and everyone who runs it to be a different author.
Yeah, I would be closer to an angry Scotsman than I would be than I would be to anyone else.
Does that make Charlie Stanley? I won't make you answer that.
I'm sorry, Charlie, that makes you Liefeld.
Liefeld write anything?
Yeah, Liefeld's writing things.
Oh
His
man.
writing is as bad as his art.
Maybe cut this out so Charlie doesn't hear
Oh, granted,
it.
if I could write comic book stories, I would like to learn how to write tonally like Chuck Dixon. Just his ability to interweave lighthearted stories with grimmer stories with really no transition between them. But it feels completely cohesive and coherent and does not feel jarring. If I could learn how to do that, I would be pretty happy with myself.
I just realized that like all of this is gonna have to go into side chatter because it's got nothing to do with the game at hand.
That's true, yeah. Well, anyway, to the game of hand.
Welcome to the podcast where we just nerd out about comic books for 17 minutes.
Yeah, it's true. Also
There's a million podcasts like that already.
if anyone Zach would be one of the millions of Dark Horse writers that that do Star Wars Extended Universe stuff.
Fuck your superheroes, I get to draw lightsabers.
Why haven't we run like a Star Wars theme like kind of game?
Because I don't own any of the books.
All right. Well, why can't you just like make one up? We've done a lot of like filing off the serial numbers of things before.
I could. I need to go either that or I know Dean used to own a bunch of them. I don't remember if he still does. If he does, I'll go bug him sometime.
Just come up with a way to hack L5R into being Star Wars.
You know what?
It's easy.
It might work.
It's easy.
Because L5R mechanically is a little bit...
All right. I'll agree with you there.
I like it, but it's... Especially L5R is one of those games, like it's not very good at emulating the kind of like actual like big screen heroics type stuff, because it's a game where even a little injury can pretty much put like severely hinder your chances of succeeding anything.
You feel the same way about L5R that I essentially feel about Wild Talents. I love Wild Talents and all. I love playing this game. I love my characters. God damn. God damn.
Oh, yeah, mechanical... Well, Wild Talents is a mechanical mess in a very different way. To be fair, the Wonder Roll engine is always kind of like that, in which there's no consistency to anything.
Yeah,
because height generally determines a certain level of success. Because especially when you get to the point where people are rolling more than, like, 5 dice consistently, you're going to have to make it height requirements for success, but there's never any consistent way to hit a certain height. Other than just, you get a better chance by rolling more dice, but...
With that in mind, let's play this game and hopefully not lose terribly.
Indeed.
Let's hopefully not get caught on fire.
You're probably going to get caught on fire.
Let's not get caught on fire.
You're probably going to get caught on fire again. Alright.
Whatever.
In the last episode...
Recap where we were.
In the last episode, everyone was caught on fire at least once. I think that's all we need to be said.
No, please say more.
Yeah, Zach, go ahead.
What am I doing?
You're recapping. Recapping beyond the point that everyone was caught on fire at least once.
All right.
I think
all
actually
right.
twice.
So, all right, let me find my notes this section. Hello?
Manda.
I was muted.
Good job, Manda.
Sorry.
Best job, Manda.
Make me a sticker and a button and a jacket. And then a shirt underneath of that that says, I did a good job, Manda.
What?
And on the back it says, I am Manda. In the meantime, Internet, would you like to hear me eat a Twix bar? Here we go. I'm unraveling it. Oh, it's all like melty because my room is warm. Because I am an adult that pays for heat. Oh boy. It's a Twix PB, too. Listen to that cookie crunch. You enjoying this, Internet? You liking this? Are we even recording this episode?
Yes, we are. This okay. is obscene. You're obscene. Anyway,
oh,
so